Daniel Hargrove joins us now as we head to Fox Sports Radio KWOK in Grays Harbor County. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing good, and we had a kind of an ugly game tonight in Elma for our matchup of the week. 50-37 was the final score as the Aberdeen Bobcats kind of gritted through an ugly game in this one. After the first quarter, just 9-4 was the score, but they picked things up in the second half and got the win tonight. A couple of key performers, Peyton Campbell had 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists for the Bobcats, and Josh Collette added 10 points and 7 boards as well. For the Elma Eagles, Colton Emerson, a 6'8 center for them, had 12 points in the losing effort. And not too much else to report from this game. Kind of an ugly one out here out west.
Where does that leave us now, standings-wise?
Standing-wise, the Aberdeen Bobcats are still in first place. They only have one league loss against the Hoquiam Grizzlies. And Hoquiam fell to Montesano last week, so that leaves them in second place. Montesano then lost tonight to Eatonville, 65-52. So I'm not exactly sure where exactly that leaves those two teams, but those would be the two teams fighting for third place in this league. And it is a combo league with two A teams and one A teams. So right now, Hoquiam's on top of the one A teams, and Aberdeen is on top with the two A teams in this boys division.
And they don't play a home and home, Aberdeen and Hoquiam, since they're in two different classifications. Is that right?
They do play a home and home, even though they're in two different classifications. With the league built the way it is still one league, so they split on the season. So they were actually tied atop the league, but then Montesano knocked off Hoquiam in their second matchup, so that leaves Hoquiam with two league losses.
What's the buzz out there now that both Aberdeen and Hoquiam have really solid basketball programs? I know that's two towns that are they're near and dear to my heart. My mom was born in Aberdeen, lived in Hoquiam for the first few years of her life. I had uncles and aunts that lived out in Grays Harbor County, and I know that small town feel. You know, what's the feel when you have a basketball team or a football team for that matter that is really kind of taking the state by storm?
Well, it is pretty cool to see when these two teams, when these two schools both have teams that are good. It's been a while since this has come around like that, but ever since Leonard Barnes took over the Aberdeen position as the head coach, he has since retired from that, but Aberdeen's program really picked up then. And we got some good matchups between Aberdeen and Hoquiam, and we haven't really seen it for a while in football, as Aberdeen's been having some down years lately. But when these two teams are good and they get together for a game, I mean, it packs a gym, and this is, these are gyms that were built back when logging was good, as I'm sure you know the area. When these two towns were a big area, they built some pretty nice things. So these are double-decker gyms with lots of seating, and they'll pack the house, and everybody, you sit down at a coffee shop anywhere in town, and people are talking about it. The old-timers are talking about the players on the court.
Exactly. No question. I mean, they were boom towns. No question. They were boom towns 60 years ago or so. And
exactly.
It's good to see those teams doing some good things. Hey, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good one.
You bet. That's Daniel Hargrove.